You ever felt like you're standing at the crossroads of like 100 paths or maybe more, and each of those 100 paths seems to be promised you the dream of making money online? Yet, you are so utterly lost on where to take your first step. Should I go this way? Should I go that way? Should I go forward? Should I go backwards? Should I go right? Should I go left? Stay tuned as we unravel the secret of picking the right path for you. One that not only promises success, but also aligns with your deepest passions. This isn't just about making a choice, my friends. It's about unlocking your future, because as I know, I will have experienced, you're caught in a whirlwind of online opportunities, all of which are promising fame and fortune, right? What if I told you the secret to success isn't about the path you choose, but how you walk it? This, my friend, is where the journey of focused entrepreneurship is about to begin.
Hey there, audacious parents. Welcome to the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast, where we're not just about surviving, we're about thriving. If you're tuning in, you're not looking for just another feel-good, pat-on-the-back kind of show. No. You're here because you're ready to disrupt the status quo. You're ready because you're here to challenge your limits and to step out of the comfort zone where we know growth never happens. This is not just your average, let's all be happy with our 9-to-5 lives kind of podcast. We're here to give you actionable strategies. We're here to dive deep into the world of side hustles, digital marketing, and smart income boosting tactics. Why, you may ask? Because we're designed for parents like you, parents juggling family expenses, childcare, and the elusive me time. We're not just about making money, though. We're about designing a life that you dictate, not one that's been prepackaged in a soul-sucking 9-to-5 box. So, if you're ready to break free and design a life that aligns with your dreams, design a life that aligns with your family, you're in the right place. The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
What is up? What is up? What the hell is up, my dark horse friends and family? Welcome aboard, my intrepid listeners, to a journey unlike any other. Today, we're going to navigate the vast open waters of the digital age, where the horizon seems to stretch endlessly, dotted with the sails of opportunity. In a modern-day gold rush, where every corner of the internet whispers promises. Promises of wealth and freedom. As we stand on the precipice of possibility, a question seems to loom large. With the oceans of options that are out there, how do we choose the right course, right? Oh man, okay, so here we go. I want you to imagine, if you will, a map of the world. Not as it is, but as it was perceived in the times of old. Like you've seen them in the old history books, maybe hanging up in a museum somewhere, where uncharted waters were marked with ominous warnings like, here be dragons and you're gonna fall off, right? In many ways, if you think about it, the digital landscape before us isn't much different. The sheer abundance of paths to prosperity, from e-commerce empires to affiliate marketing to digital courses to content creation to podcasting, is both exhilarating and daunting, and sometimes completely exhausting, right? Yeah, it's akin to finding oneself in the midst of a bustling market where every single stall claims the offer, that elixir of success, right? That snake oil salesman, but maybe one of them actually has a real genie in it. Yet herein lies the conundrum. In the sea of opportunities, the act of choosing becomes an art in itself. You think about it, just making that choice. It's not about the swiftness in which we can dive into these waters, but the wisdom with which we navigate them. For this ocean, the tides are capricious, the currents unforgiving. So to set sail without a compass is not bravery, my friends. It's foolishness. It's folly. In a sea of opportunities, finding your island of success, it's not about swimming faster. It's not about swimming harder. Heck, sometimes it's not even about swimming smarter. It's about navigating smarter. Follow, stick with me here, because this brings us to the heart of our odyssey today. How do we, as inspiring entrepreneurs, discern the vessel worthy of our time, worthy of our passion, and certainly worthy of our toil? How do we sift through the siren's call to find the melody that resonates with our own song, our own heart song, as you might say? Well, the answer, dear listeners, lies not in the stars, but in ourselves. It begins with a profound understanding of who we are and what we seek. I'm going to say that again. It lies within us by knowing who we are and what the hell it is we're looking for. The digital realm, for all its vastness and all its amazing opportunities, is but a mirror of your desires and mine. To navigate it, you first have to chart the contours of your own aspirations, as did I. So let's consider then the lighthouse principles that will guide us through these treacherous waters. First, we must seek out methods that have stood the test of time. We're talking about proven harbors where many a sailor has found refuge. I'm beating this analogy up, aren't I? We're looking for proven paths, yet proven paths alone are not enough. We're going to have to align them with our own capabilities. For a ship, my friend, is only as strong as the captain. That's right. And maybe you can steer a grand ship because you are that kind of captain. Or maybe you can only manage a dinghy. More importantly, however, is the alignment with your passions, with our passions. For what is a journey without joy, right? Yeah, think about that. If you go on the journey and you hate it, are you going to keep going? Probably not. What is the value if the quest for it leaves you hollow? Let that one sink in for a moment.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
So many of you, it's all about making the money. And I get it. Money is like air. You could do without it, but not very long. Okay, right? The true treasures, I think, lie not at the end of the voyage, but in the journey itself, in that voyage itself, in the bucking of the waves and riding them out and weathering the storms. It's in the thrill of the chase, the wind in our sails, and the stars that guide us. As we delve deeper into today's topic, let us keep these guide lights in mind. Together, we'll learn how to discern the vessels that promise not just wealth, but fulfillment. Getting one without the other, not a great idea. It's like a yin and a yang. You need both sides. And inside each is a little of the other. Inside that wealth needs to be a little fulfillment. In that fulfillment, got to be a little bit of what? You feel me on that one? Okay. And we're going to learn to navigate not just the seas of opportunities, but the depths of our own souls. Yeah. Ooh, dang. Got out deep with that one. So brace yourself, my friends. Set your sights on the horizon and prepare to chart a course through the overwhelming seas of online money-making methods. For today, we're going to embark on a quest that not just for success, but for meaning. Stay with us, because we're going to unlock the secrets of focusing your entrepreneurial spirit, cutting through the noise, and stepping confidently towards your dreams. And we're going to break this down into three parts. The first part is going to be the analysis. The second part is going to be the selection process. And then finally, we're going to wrap it up with closing the doors. And so it'll all make sense in a minute here. As we set sail beyond the horizons of opportunities, we're going to anchor ourselves at a crucial juncture, the analysis. Here, amidst the vast digital expanse, we equip ourselves with three essential filters. Now, these three essential filters are going to guide us towards our true calling. Here's what I want you to do. Take a minute. Picture yourself in a library of the future, surrounded by tomes of knowledge. Heck, it could be a library of the past even, but you're surrounded by vast tomes of knowledge, each one of them representing a pathway towards online success. Our first filter scrutinizes the tests of time and success. So to do that, you're going to have to ask yourself this question. Has this path been trodden with triumph? See, this is not about the allure of uncharted territories, but the assurance of proven grounds, right? Yes, it's great to go where the few have traveled or none have traveled and cut a path yourself. Perhaps you need to follow a proven path first before you cut your own path, because in this library, books that glow with the warmth of success will catch your eye. Their pages will be filled with tales of those who have journeyed before us, and they found prosperity. Okay? And those are the books you're going to want to choose. Once you have your own success, man, go out there and write your own damn book and let the next person behind you follow suit. But go with the proven grounds. Okay, transition to our second filter here. We're going to gaze inwards. You've been looking outward so far. Now we're going to turn our attention inside and assess our arsenal of skills and experience. Now that you've picked a path, you're going to look that path and you're going to look inside and say, is this path within my grasp? Ponder that for a minute. And really, you've got to be honest with yourself. I'm not there. I can't judge you, and no one else will. With a thoughtful tap, let's say on a holographic screen, you can filter the glowing books further. Okay, here's all the books, all the tomes that Tracy talked about. All right, here are all the ones that have proven just all paths well trodden. All these people have been successful on all of these. Now you're going to look at them and narrow them down further by seeking those that resonate with your inherent strengths and your acquired competencies. Now, I'm not saying you won't need to grow a few things, but let's say the tome you're looking at says, okay, I need these 17 things, and you have two. Probably want to close that book up and set it aside and look at the next one. Open it up. Okay, this one here, I need 17 things, and I got 12. Let's hold on to that one for a second and set it down. And then open up the next one, look at it and say, this one says I need 17 things and I have 16. Whoa, hello. This one sounds like a really good opportunity because it resonates with my inherent strengths and acquired competencies. This one more is all I have to add to it. I have to grow here. Completely doable. Now let's talk about that third filter. The final and perhaps the most crucial filter is the one of passion. Yeah. Here we close our eyes and we listen to the whispers in our heart. Yeah, now you've got that one. You need 17 things, you have 16 of them. Does this path ignite a fire within you? If it doesn't, close it up, set it aside. The remaining books in our vision begin to pulsate and glow with a soft, inviting light, each one beckoning with the promise of not just success. While that is very important, it also has a promise of fulfillment. Yeah. See, in this moment of introspection, we realize that the magic formula for online success isn't sprawled across the countless paths that are laid before us. Instead, it's nestled within the choices that we make with an internal and unwavering conviction. It's about aligning your journey, not with our minds, not with our pocketbooks, but with our hearts. Huh? You feel me? The magic formula for online success isn't hidden in the 100 formulas before you. It's hidden in the one that you choose to follow with conviction. Now, so with our three filters applied, that vast library, that whole collection inside that vast library dwindles down to a select few volumes, each a beacon of possibility that aligns with our three criteria. And it's here, in there, in those moments of clarity that we understand the power of focused analysis. It's not about the quantity of options, but the quality of your selection, of our selection. So, as we prepare to move forward in the rest of this episode, carry with you the insights from this analysis.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
Carry with you the ability to dive deeper into the art of choosing and committing to your path. We all have to do that. The journey ahead is not just about the destination, but it's about embracing the journey that truly resonates with your very essence, with everything you have burning in your heart and your belly. Now, having filtered our vast sea of opportunities through the lenses of proven success, personal capability, and deep-seated passion, we now find ourselves at that pivotal moment, the selection process. So, picture this, a quaint, dimly lit study. The air is thick with anticipation, a Federo hat resting on the oak desk, just kind of sitting off there on the side, exuding the aura of destiny. I watched Blacklist, and any of you have watched Blacklist. Raymond Reddington, very intelligent man in his character, very outgoing and a little devious at the same time. always had this fedora and always carried this aura of that fedora. You'd see it and you'd almost feel his character. It's just, that's why that popped into my head. Anyway, with this hat are slips of paper. Each slip of paper is bearing the name of a path that has survived the rigor of our previous analysis. Now, these are not merely options. They are invitations to potential futures. Each one kind of whispers right in your ear, promises of what could be. Here we go. Now, I want you to imagine reaching into the hat, the papers brushing your fingertips as you're waving around, right? Each one kind of just a little heartbeat. Each one has a heartbeat of possibility as you grasp one in your fingers and pull it into the air, heavy with consequence. Which path did you hope to choose? You haven't read the slip of paper yet. Which one do you hope you had in your fingers? That moment stretches timeless as you unfold the slip of paper, and there in the quiet of that study, the slip of paper in hand, a realization dawns on you. When your heart skips a beat at the thought of one path, not just chance, that's destiny calling. Let me repeat myself. When your heart skips that beat at the thought of one of those paths, that's not just chance, that's destiny calling. This isn't a mere game of chance when I'm talking about reaching into the hat and pulling out a slip of paper. It's a revelation of your truest desires, a mirror reflecting the path that your soul yearns to go for. To tread along, to run down, to drive, however you're going to get there. The one you hope for, even amidst the multitude of options inside that hat, that's where your passion lies. Huh? This is where your journey should begin. In this moment of selection, we're not dictated by the whims of fate, but guided by our inner compass of our deepest aspirations, of our deepest desires, right? Your path chosen is not one of potential success, but personal fulfillment, where every step that you take resonates with the core of your very being. So as we emerge from this study, slip in hand, the path selected in our hands, we stand ready to close the doors on all the other avenues for now, because our focus narrows on that one chosen path, that one simple slip of paper that we drew from the hat. Every step forward is going to be a commitment to that journey that you've elected to embark upon. See, here's the thing. This little section right here, my fellow entrepreneurs, is about more than just making a choice. It's about recognizing that choice and embracing the choice as a calling that has always been within you, ready to guide you to your unique version of success, to everything you dream, desire, and deserve. And with your path selected, let's venture forth, hearts aligned with a fire of passion and your eyes set firmly on the horizon. The journey of 1,000 miles is about to begin with one single decisive step. All right, so here's number 3. With our chosen path securely in hand, we now face a crucial juncture in our journey. A moment that demands not just a decision, but dedication. And here's what I mean by that. It is the act of closing the doors. Remember, there's 3 steps, and step 3 is closing the doors. A deliberate choice to concentrate all your energies, all your hopes, all your dreams, all your efforts on the path that you selected. And to temporarily, hear me now, temporarily turn your back on all those other opportunities. I want you to visualize yourself standing in a long corridor, kind of like the Matrix, long corridor with doors lining either side. It's a long white corridor. Each door looks the same. Each door represents a different path. Each door represents a different life that could have been. The doors that you're now passing by in this corridor are not doors of rejection, but of decided postponement. Here's the thing. True focus, my friends, requires sacrifice. True focus and true commitment demands undivided attention of you and everything and everyone else on your team, if you have a team. So as you walk down that long hallway of all those doors, you need to close each and every door. And when you close it not with a sense of loss, but with this deep understanding that the essence of success inside you and the fulfillment that comes with it lies not in spreading oneself thin across multiple ventures, but instead pouring your entire soul, your entire essence into a singular dream. With each door that shuts, that hallway grows quieter and quieter. The distractions that would be coming through those doors fade off into the distance, and your chosen path becomes clearer, illuminated with the light of your undivided focus. Success isn't about keeping all your options and all your doors open. It's about closing the right ones. The act of closing doors is not an end, my friends. It's a beginning.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
It marks the start of a journey that is wholly and 100% yours. It's free from the what ifs and free from the might have beens. And it is here in that hallway of decisions that you find the strength to commit, to say to yourself and to the rest of the world for that matter, this is my path, this is where I'm going, and here is where I stand strong. Now, as that final door closes behind you, the corridor is going to vanish, and you're going to find yourself at the threshold of your chosen path. The door in front of you just open wide, the landscape open and inviting. The air is charged with possibility, and in the distance, your goal is shimmering like a mirage made real. Now, this, my dear listeners, is a testament to the power of focus and the courage to commit. It's a reminder that while the world may offer 1,000 doors, true fulfillment comes from stepping through the one that resonates with your heart, stepping through the one that resonates with your soul, and closing all the rest. Well, at least for now. Okay? And as we prepare to move forward, let us carry the weight of that decision and the pride that comes with it and the knowledge that the path we are now walking is the one we have chosen with conviction, and we are ready to face the challenges so that we can reap the rewards. Phew, you getting as charged up as I am? Oh my goodness. Okay, so as we near the crest of today's exploratory voyage into the heart of focused entrepreneurship, it's time for a little nugget of whiskered wisdom, a distilled essence of our journey, as it were, meant to be carried like a talisman on the path that you've chosen for success. In this odyssey of choices, analysis, and decisions, there is one beacon I want to offer to guide you, and it's this. Embrace the power of singular focus. Let your chosen path be the only path until it leads you to the success you dream, you desire, and you deserve. Yeah, this isn't about selecting a path. It's about devotion to it. Imagine your path again as that corridor. With this wisdom as the key, you just turn the lock of that door and its end. Behind that door lies not just your entrepreneurial venture, but a journey imbued with your passion, your skills, and your undivided attention. In a world that often glorifies the multitasker, we forget about the unparalleled power of focus. Like a lens concentrating the rays of sunlight, your focused efforts can ignite the kindling of your dreams, transforming them into a blazing reality of success. Remember, every successful entrepreneur once stood where you're standing right this very second. I don't care what you're doing right now, at the precipice of their choice. Their success wasn't written by the opportunities they entertained, but by the one that they committed to wholly and without reservation. So, as you step forward from this moment on, carry with you this kernel of whiskered wisdom. I want you to let it remind you that the path of success is paved not with scattered intentions, but with focused action, with unwavering belief, and the damn courage to close doors that lead you away from your goal. Here's the thing. This whisker wisdom isn't just advice. I really want it to be your call to action, a challenge to forge ahead with clarity and purpose, knowing that the key to unlocking your potential lies not in the multitude of paths at your feet, but in the strength of your commitment to the one that you choose. Let this whiskered wisdom guide you as you navigate the waters of entrepreneurship. May it serve you as a compass pointing you towards your true north, whatever that is for you. And may it remind you that in a symphony of life, those who play their chosen instrument with passion and with focus, yeah, they command the most captivating of melodies. With this thought, as we start to wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember that your journey, you're just at the beginning. Take this wisdom, let it seep into your endeavors, and watch as the doors to success swing wide open while the doors of distraction slam closed. Now, as we draw the curtain on today's episode, let's revisit the journey we've just embarked upon together. We began at the crossroads of opportunity, faced with a daunting vista of 100 paths. Our quest wasn't merely to choose, but to choose wisely, applying the filters of proven success, personal capability, and passion to illuminate our true path. We ventured further. We engaged in the poignant act of selection, where we listened closely to the whispers of our hearts, letting our innermost desires guide us to that slip of paper that held not just a choice, but a destiny. And then with courage and conviction, we closed the doors onto all other opportunities save one, dedicating ourselves to the path that we chose with unwavering entrepreneurial focus. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, in the journey of entrepreneurship, the strength of your focus is the one true key to unlocking the doors to your success, the doors to everything you dream, desire, and deserve, as well as closing the ones to distraction. This episode, I want it to be a testament to the power of your singular focus in the vast sea of entrepreneurship. It's a reminder that success is not just about seizing opportunities, but seizing the right opportunity with a heart full of passion and a mindset on clear vision. Whew. All right, well, there you have it, folks. The compass to navigate your vast sea of online opportunities and to zero in on the one that resonates with you most. But before you go anywhere, before we part ways, I got something special for those that are ready to take this journey from being a dreamer to a doer. I want you to dive into the Side Hustler's Blueprint, and that's our exclusive private podcast series tailor-made for entrepreneurial spirits just like you. It's a 10-part audio odyssey that covers everything from sharpening your mindset to mastering the art of marketing, all designed to turn your side hustle dreams into a reality. Here's the best part. It's absolutely free. Yeah, I'm not even charging you for it. And when I wrote it all out, it was 60 pages long. Now, I don't expect you to read some sort of 60-page PDF or anything. Hence, I put it on audio. Why? Because you listen to podcasts. So, for step-by-step guidance that addresses the unique challenges that you, my fellow dark horse entrepreneur parents, face in the side hustle arena, check the show notes down below for the instructions on how you can join this private audio series. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers, my friends. Transform your aspirations into action with the Side Hustler's Blueprint. And with that, I'm going to leave you as I always do. Think successfully and take action.
Hey, my Dark Horse entrepreneur parents. Thanks for tuning in. If this episode struck a chord, share it with a fellow parent hustler. Let's grow our tribe that thrives, not just survives. For more insights and a community that totally gets it, join our Facebook group at www.darkhorseschooling.com/tribe. Think successfully and take action.